You're listening to Soundtracks, your source for the latest music and musings behind your favorite movies.
For those of you keeping a tally, this is the third 80s movie I've highlighted. The second one, Sylvester Stallone's been the main character. Also the second one, Jerry Goldsmith has orchestrated. And the first time I can quote Frank Reynolds on Always Sunny in Philadelphia and saying, "They drew first blood." Anyway, Big Joe's here, editor of GeekTyrant.com, and on today's show, I got the two-disc special edition First Blood soundtrack from Entrada Records. This thing has it all. It has a complete original 1980s soundtrack, the complete original soundtrack with the added features of songs not featured in the original one, and many, 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 many extras. For those of you who don't remember Entrada Records, the Alien episode we did, they were behind that one as well with so many great goodies on that one. They're really good at producing high-quality soundtracks that give you more than just the songs, in all honesty. Sometimes interviews, sometimes trailer music, sometimes stuff you've never even heard in the movie before. And that's, I mean, in my opinion, that's going above and beyond. So I'm always happy to do Entrada's soundtracks when they give them to me. With that shameless plugging of them, let's get into it. This is a theme from First Blood, the pop orchestra version, right here on Soundtracks.
Thank you.
theme from First Blood right here on Soundtracks. Mick Jules here, editor of GeekTyrant.com, and despite First Blood arguably being the film to save Sylvester Stallone's movie career outside of the Rocky series in the 80s, Stallone hated this film. Apparently when he saw it for the first time before, you know, it went to screening in theaters and everything, he wanted to purchase the rights back to the film so that he could then destroy it himself and no one could ever see it. He didn't succeed in doing that, which is why First Blood Part 2 happened. But they did remove 40 minutes of film from the movie, which is the version we see today, including a scene that had Rambo and his buddies on shore leave in Vietnam at a strip club, and Rambo taking a hooker to the back room and, you know, doing what you do with hookers when you're in a room together alone. Then it cut to him crying in the woods randomly. I don't know. That does kind of seem a little odd. Very not John Rambo-y. To be sure. So now you know, moving on to a track that I think Jerry Goldsmith kind of immortalized in most suspense thrillers, just the general sound. I feel like you hear it in every movie, instruments being switched out and so forth, but the general sound of this track remains very much the same. It's Escape Route, right here on Soundtracks. Escape Route, right here on Soundtracks. Mick Jost here, editor of GeekTyrant.com, and we're covering the Rambo First Blood soundtrack, courtesy of Entrada Records. And you may not know this, but Rambo First Blood was originally supposed to have a very different ending. In the novel, which the film's based off of, John Rambo commits suicide at the end of Rambo First Blood. Yes, kills himself. Done. Arrivederci. But when this was shown to test audiences, they didn't like seeing that. They thought it was terrible that the hero of the film then kills himself. So John Rambo lives and everybody's happy. However, I think the original ending should have been John Rambo committing suicide. It would have been a great political message, which was kind of what the first Rambo was all about in reference to Vietnam veterans. And it would have addressed a problem that is still plaguing soldiers today, a post-traumatic stress disorder, which is a big problem with our soldiers. I think this film would have been a lot more relevant today if they would have left that. So, you know, I was talking about how this CD has lots of extras and so forth that you can check out. Well, I have the original trailer music for Rambo, which I'm showing to you because it kind of reminds me of the electronica vibe that trailer music's going through now, with the kind of dubsteppy kind of sound, without being dubsteppy. But anyway, you'll get what I'm saying. Just listen to it right here on Soundtracks. Theme from the Rambo trailer, right here on Soundtracks. Mick Jost, editor of GeekTyrant.com, and our time together is at an end. Yes, it pains me to say so. However, I am truly grateful. It's been a while since I've talked to the fans about this, about how much you guys are supporting me. We just topped 20K on SoundCloud in terms of views, and that was something I thought was going to take a much longer time to achieve, and I can't believe it's happening so soon. So I look forward to making many more great episodes with my loyal fans. And as a special treat to you, I got a special 80s tune off the soundtrack for you. It's actually part of it. I'm just trying to work in it and pretend like I'm giving you something more. Remember the days when 80s songs were made specifically for movies, where the lyrics were kind of relevant to the film itself? This is one of those songs. It became so like cliche and cheesy to do that nobody does it anymore. But hearing this is a little refreshing. Sung by Dan Hill, this is It's a Long Road, right here on Soundtracks. See you next week, guys.
It's a long road when you're on your own, and it hurts when they tear your dreams apart. And every new town just seems your heart. It's a real war right outside your front door. I tell ya, out where they'll kill ya, you could use a friend.
Like what you hear on Soundtracks? Visit GeekTyrant.com for an early release of the new episode and breaking news on your favorite movies, shows, and more. That's GeekTyrant.com.